Chapter 10. The Colonel took the Princess to Zenda. Fritz and I waited until night to go to the castle. I hid in the Prince's cell. The Marshal went back to the capital. The Colonel told the Marshal everything. Black Michael was in a coffin. Antoinette sat beside the coffin in the chapel. She was very upset. Johann was with me. The prince woke up and said, "I want to see Cousin Rudolf." Fritz came to get me. "You saved me, cousin. I want to tell everyone, but the marshal and the colonel say no," he said. "They're right, sir." "Let me go, please," I said. "You made a good king, cousin," said the prince. The prince fell asleep. I left him. I didn't see him again. Fritz took me to see the princess. I bowed and kissed her hand. She didn't move. "Flavia," I said. "Don't stand, don't stand, you're hurt, sit down here." "Here," she said to me. "I love you with all my heart and soul. I will never love another," I said. "I love you too. It was always you, never the prince," she said. "I'm going away tonight," I said. "I want to come with you," she said. "No," I said. "Why not? I love you." I didn't answer. I kissed her and left. The colonel and Fritz took me to the train. The prince is safe. Black Michael is dead. "You are good friends," I said. We shook hands and said goodbye. I went back to my brother's house. Rose was angry with me. My brother said, "The ambassador is going to Ruritania. He wants you to go with him." "No, I shouldn't go there," I said. My brother showed me the paper. There was a photograph of the coronation. He looked at me. "No, you shouldn't," he smiled. Fritz married Helga. I go to Dresden once a year to see him. Every year, Fritz brings a little box. In it is a red rose and a piece of paper. Rudolf, Flavia, always. And Fritz takes one back for Flavia.